This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
I can already tell this is going to be an hour to remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, how do you do? We are here in this radio environment that I've sort of created in concert with some of my friends, broadcast companions. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington now.
Howdy.
He has opinions about the top stories, the big items of interest from our friends at Talkers Magazine. They do the weekly charts, the stories, the people. So not only do we have Mr. McFadden here, we also have with us Victoria Keelan, who's a veteran of the DJV show, which is heard every day around the country as well. And then there's the evil one.
Yes.
The evil thoughts of Joe Crummy. Nobody's probably ever introduced you. I have a good voice for that, too, I think. Don't you think?
Huh? Now, Doug, do it again. If you're going to promote the podcast, say it twice.
He's the evil one. He has evil thoughts.
Thank you, Doug.
Richie, would that get you to go and listen to his Evil Thought podcast?
It makes me curious because he sounds like such a nice guy.
Yeah, I know that's true. But when you, you download Evil Thoughts, things turn very quickly. So, and we do them every day.
Evil. Yes, he has a different podcast every day. So do you know how many downloads you have? We've just been talking about how the heck we can figure out how to get downloads, because now everybody wants to know, well, if you got a podcast, how many downloads a month do you have? And I say, I haven't the slightest idea, but thanks for asking. So, is that important? I don't know.
It is to me, yeah. I mean, you want to grow the podcast so that you can then turn around to somebody and go, hey, pay me. Give me some dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, right?
All right. It's evil and it's Joe.
You know how you get more downloads?
How's that, Richie?
Talk about interesting stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you really do? This is great. Right. I went to Target over the weekend, and you know how they have those, they'll have a bunch of iPhones there, display models, and a lot of them work. So I just went to every one of them, and I subscribed to my podcast.
Why the hell not? Okay. This is great.
There we go. All right, now you know he really is evil, ladies. He'll be going around to all the stores in Los Angeles and be signing up for his podcast. That's actually quite a clever strategy. Okay, let's get to these with thoughts from evil or otherwise from everybody. The top 10 stories. Number 10, the usual sports action, what's going on. Although, Victoria, we were talking about Dan Patrick's interview of
Drew Brees,
that's okay. I got it confused because everybody's concerned, not everybody. A lot of people are talking. Tom Brady had a concussion, so his wife says, and so this other guy who's a quarterback for St. Louis or New Orleans was on with Dan Patrick talking about it, and I didn't quite understand. Why would Dan Patrick pick this guy to talk about it versus any other quarterback in the league?
Well, Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he also happened to be on the Dan Patrick show on Thursday when this story broke. So when you have, a colleague in a sense of Tom Brady's, it made sense to ask him that. That wasn't the reason he was there. He was there promoting something else. But it was interesting. I mean, I thought his take was kind of safe and very NFL friendly. He basically said that the original story was Gisele Bündchen, who's Tom Brady's supermodel wife, she came out last week saying that she had taken Tom to the hospital after a game and that he was diagnosed with a concussion. And while they were there, they found out that he had had multiple concussions that were never diagnosed. So she's very public about it. Now, Tom has never said anything about this. And Drew Brees said, and never will. Drew Brees also kind of towed the NFL line and said, self-diagnosing concussion, self-reporting is a gray area. And he said he wouldn't even tell his own wife if he knew he had a concussion. So it's...
exactly what the NFL does not want to be talking about.
Wow. Right, but his answer is exactly what the NFL wants to hear, because he was basically saying that he was kind of shaming Giselle in a weird way, saying like, well, you know, reporting your own concussions isn't really a, you know, that's a gray area, and he was a little bit dismissive of it.
Well,
that's girly.
What I was wondering after I heard this story was, what was Tom saying to Giselle after coming out and publicly saying that he had...
Well, that's
you know,
the thing.
Tom's the last guy who would ever get up and go, oh, I think I'm hurt. You better take me out.
Right. Well, she said that he got home after a game and he was feeling kind of woozy. And then she said, okay, you're going to the hospital now. And that's how it all happened.
So she's a good wife.
She's. I think any wife would, if you see your husband, you know, he's obviously woozy and he's
sure,
kind
but,
of...
Sure, but does he you know, think she's a good wife now? Or is he like, what are you doing?
You know what this is? This
there
is, you know what
worse.
This is? This, yeah. this is concussion gate. That's what this is now.
yeah.
That's what this is.
All right, number 9 on the list of stories, top 10 items from Talkers Magazine listed there at talkers.com is the situation with Miss America. Was it Miss USA?
Yeah, Miss USA.
Miss USA. Yeah. Victoria, yeah. You are right. Exactly.
Yeah. So she was on with us this week.
Mix the two up.
We'll say that again, Joe?
Oh, don't mix the two up. There's a big difference.
No.
Victoria's
okay,
right.
All right, so Miss USA was on with us. We thought she was pretty smart,
yes.
pretty special. We thought that she wasn't the run-of-the-mill bimbo. And I'm not sure. I think if you get to the top of this list, you're not a bimbo anyway, mm-hmm. right? Would you suggest that?
Well, I think the flap is she had what I saw the pageant last Sunday night, and I thought that she had the toughest question of any of the finalists. And she was asked, is health care in America a right or a privilege? That's not something, and when that's thrown at you and you've got 90 seconds to think on your feet, I think that's a very tough question. She said it was a privilege. She's gotten a lot of flack for that.
Was it
she
deserved?
Walked it back, too. Apparently, according to the Washington Post, she walked it back and said, well, I hope that someday everybody has it, whatever that means. But I think she walked it back.
Mm-hmm. She was right. Stick with your answer.
Yeah. And just keep moving. She understood how to handle it in that. So she ought to be the press secretary for the president.
What I want to know is, Victoria, do you feel like you were demeaning women by watching this program?
No, because I think
Richie's being evil now.
I know. No, I know where he's going. It's fine. I don't think so.
He's got the rug under you, and he's pulling it out.
Well, he can't pull this rug out because I'm standing on solid wood floors. But no, I do not think. In the past, I would have said yes. But Miss USA post-Trump, when he ran it, it was different. So now since Trump no longer owns the Miss USA pageant, they have changed it. They've eliminated the swimsuit contest. It's now athletic wear. There are a lot more intellectual questions. The answer can't all just be world peace. So, no, I think that it's improved vastly. And the girl who was the reigning Miss USA is one of the most impressive girls I've seen coming from the United States maybe ever. She's military. She's done so much great work for people and really raised awareness for PTSD and things like that. So, no, to answer your question, I think that it's improved a lot.
My wife, who is a Latina, the Latin community, I mean, they are all about the pageants.
No, I love the pageants.
And they are all about women being...
objectified?
Beautiful. and feeling like women, and, you know... And
it's called wife, TNA, Richie. Just
well,
like
no, it's not TNA. Well, on the Spanish channels, it's definitely TNA, without a doubt.
Watch Sabati go Galante.
Let me tell you something. No, the beauty pageants are a big thing in my house.
All right. Okay, so anyway, that's the Miss USA story. So far we've gotten through two of these, and we got at least 8 more. Well, we'll see. We'll stick with a few and maybe not spend too much time on some of the others. The top 10 items from the News Talk Radio World with our comments, Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, and the evil one, Joe Crummy, is here.
Evil.
15 past. If you would like to have your performance enhanced, there are such things as performance-enhancing vegetables that help boost your circulation. You know, you've heard a lot of focus on green veggies and the green powder stuff, the green machines for stamina, energy, circulation, that sort of thing. Well, they exist, and they're good. But at the very top of the list are not green vegetables, but beets. They are loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina, You don't have the crash. Remember, was it yesterday, Victoria, or someday earlier this week, mm-hmm. we were talking about what happened to somebody on these drinks, this kid who died. Wasn't he like 14 years old, had three energy drinks, bing, bang, boom, and he died.
Yeah.
It's really tough on your nervous system and on your heart.
Awful. So this is not any of those because it's all natural. Not a fake energy drink. It's the real thing. Mother Nature personified.
And by the
tough.
Way,
Mother Nature liquefied.
If you're drinking diet sodas, definitely put those down and pick up some Super Beats.
Okay.
It will help you feel good, and it's all natural.
You know what? The other thing is, Richie, somebody pointed out to me this week, one of the guys that you don't know, John, who works for me on the farm. But we were down in the cellar, and there was a tub left over from last Father's Day. Meredith had gotten a whole bunch of drinks, and we put them in a tub, and I haven't ever paid any. They've just been sitting there. So I picked them up and was looking at it. He says, you realize how much of that, corn starch, whatever the...
Yeah.
What are they, hydrogenated...
High fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Is in all of those things. Even if you're drinking what appears to be a diet drink, the stuff that's in there is so horrible for you, and even if it may give you a little bit of a charge, it's fleeting, whereas the dietary nitrates stay with you for a long time. You all, Richie, you drink it. Victoria, you drink it. We probably should get some.
I just had mine, actually. Yeah.
Please, thank you. I'm waiting. I answer the door every single day, and I'm waiting. Every day.
You're going to be looking. I'll bring you over a dozen beets later on today. How's that?
Thank you.
I'll fix you right up. So, anyway, the point is Super Beets from beets. It's grown. It's cooked. It's then dried and powdered. And then you get a canister of these things. Lasts for a month for your blood pressure level, for your circulation, for your energy, for your stamina, everything gets muscles and brain working pluperfectly. So if you want to get in on this, you haven't really started yet, what you do is you call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or you can order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Okay, free shipping, free 30-day supply. You get all of the guarantees that go with something like this that's practical. You know, if we're all talking about it and we're all on the same page, then you know it's hard to get all of us on the same page for anything. So if we all agree Super Beets is the way to help support your blood pressure levels and your system being fulfilled, then you know it's important to call 800-655-4183 or order them at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Are Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now 23 after the hour, the overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio is our focus during our surveillance hour. Surveillance provided by Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Evil Joe Crummy with his evil podcast, Evil Thoughts. So we're at number 8 on the countdown, the big brawl at the Turkish embassy. I didn't really... it looked like the set of a movie to me. I didn't quite get what that was all about. Wasn't the Turkish president here this week?
Yeah, it was the day they were meeting. I just watched the video.
The Armenians were protesting the fact that they still don't recognize the Armenian genocide, which was 100 years ago.
Even though there's totally a movie about it now, which makes it real.
Totally.
Totally a movie.
So when the Turks went out, they just didn't like it, and they started whooping up on them.
Did you see that guy that gets knocked on the ground, and people walk over and just start kicking him in the head?
It's guy just sitting on the ground already, and they walk over and start beating him up while he's on the ground. So apparently they still thought that they were in Turkey and could just walk over and start...
Right, they thought Washington was Turkey for a few minutes. Right. Hey, no, this
nothing
is the United
proves,
States, everybody's
son. Nothing proves that a very violent act never happened by more violence.
So we were out with our friend the other day, and our friends, and the wife is Armenian, and she was beside herself. I mean, it's just... man.
And I think Erdogan's, one of his personal bodyguards was arrested. He was in the brawl, too, right?
Because they started it, I heard. His security forces that rushed the protesters today. Like, shut up! You know, and that's what happened.
That guy's not the most progressive thinker in the world. Like, if you see what's going on, the Iranian election being held, and who the candidates that are connected to progressive thinking versus the people that are attached to the Ayatollah, and it's completely an age thing. The millennials in any country in the world are headed in the direction of more liberté, shall we say. French election proved that. That guy never would have won had it not been for the younger voters. And so you look at the old style politics
too.
And machines, say again, and women?
And female voters in France, that's a big part of his campaign, was to have more gender equality in the government.
They didn't vote for him because he was a good candidate. He was attractive. He's good looking. And unfortunately, a lot of people are very
shallow.
That's
a good reason. I like that.
No, a lot of people are shallow. They vote for people. I remember Richie. Remember the first day that Palin was on?
She had
couldn't
my vote
wait
immediately. You're
we
right.
exactly.
No, you don't want.
We couldn't
right.
wait, Joe, What? When that announcement was made, Richie was on, and I were on the phone to each other in seconds after that.
Remember that,
Richie?
She's awesome. I'm voting right now. I want to vote today.
Yeah. Right.
Sarah Palin, man.
I want to vote twice.
Okay, number seven is something that I have no interest in discussing whatsoever.
That's a D.C. story, though, too. That's another one.
No, this is an interesting story.
It is interesting.
Is Seth Rich murder?
Why is it interesting?
Well, you know.
Conspiracy.
Nothing was stolen from him when he was murdered, so it was kind of a little conspicuous from the get-go. And now we start to find out that he had contact with WikiLeaks and had some files that had been released to WikiLeaks. And so now it's starting to look like So now it's starting to look like this is a government conspiracy takedown because he had something that somebody didn't want released. So it's getting this is going to be a movie one day.
And Hillary did it right now. The bottom line
I was
going to
say Hillary
did it,
has no reason to have done it, but she might have done it just because.
Because he's leaking, supposedly, confidential emails, the John Podesta stuff and all of that stuff that went to WikiLeaks. Now, it didn't come from Russia, supposedly. If this is true, it really came from a disgruntled worker in Washington, and they took him down.
Nah. Doug, I guarantee you this will be a Law and Order episode in the next 2 months. Guarantee.
By the way, there's a new Law and Order show called Law and Order Final Justice, I think is what the new... So this guy,
is there a new one called True Crime?
That's what it is. Law and Order True Crime. Right.
It sounds like a pay-per-view wrestling event.
How many of these shows are there? Because I don't know. Is there like a Law and Order?
There's four shows in Chicago produced by Dick Wolf, and now there are two at least that have come back that are Law and Order franchises from New York.
They have a special one. Law and Order goes to Popeyes.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399, it includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100 to take advantage of this once.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
When's our next break, Rich?
In a long time, Joe.
Hold your breath, Joe.
On the air with that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I thought you were a good broadcaster, but I'm beginning to wonder. Evil thoughts.
Look at this guy. We're just coming back from a break. He's like, when's the next one?
I'm tired already.
I wonder.
34 past the hour. Woo. Our radio overview here for the benefit of those listening over the weekend to discussions of import from intelligent talk radio personalities, including Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. I always, when I mention Victoria, I've always got Kara on my mind. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Anyway, we have the top 10 items, and we've gotten to number 6, the newest cyber attack threats. Or the question comes here on whether we're really involved in TSA television trivia, whether we have a theater, travel theater going on, or is there really something to this? And it appears this was the subject matter, by the way, of this, all the hoopla about President Trump talking to the Russians. which is a whole different thing. This is that's a, so much of a can of manure. But the threats, whether they're real or not, I don't know. It bothers me whenever I see these things because I think that most of the people in Daesh are pretty stupid because otherwise why would they follow somebody to, you know, 72 virgins and all that stuff? And so I think that they don't really, literally, there's no schooling. The reason that they can suck in young kids is because they never go to school, they got nothing to do, so they suck them in, and that's how they get their warriors. So yeah, are these people smart enough to figure out how to create a battery that would be put into a laptop, wouldn't be detectable, and would blow up? And if you know, so we'll start with a guy who has evil thoughts to begin with. Joe,
well,
what do you think?
Yeah, no, if you want to get my evil thoughts on this, I say, hell yeah, of course. I mean, you know, they were smart enough to fool the USA and fly planes into the World Trade Center. And I will say that one bomb on an airplane, and there goes the whole weekend. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, and I think I take it totally seriously. Rich, don't you?
Well, without a doubt, and that's why they're taking that threat seriously. But I think this is more about this amazing story of the virus that went all around the world last week.
Oh, I thought Doug was trying to go to airplane ride on this.
Yeah, no, it's both. But the amazing part of this whole cyber activity this week for me was the fact that our NSA collects, like, you know, stamps.
Yeah, that's what the knowledge that we have learned about what they learn, and more, Richie, I think you're right on that aspect.
Well, they want to know about any kind of cyber threat that's going on when it comes to hacking and viruses. So, like the Centers for Disease Control, like they collect diseases, so does the NSA when it comes to viral attacks. So they were collecting all of these different viruses and hacks and insecurities that could threaten our infrastructure, and WikiLeaks got a hold of them and released them and put them out on the internet. And then North Korea says, oh, look at this.
Why not?
Have a little fun with this. Mm-hmm. And they did. And they basically, the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, they own it right now.
Right.
The North
Korea. Disney's not going to pay them.
Disney's not going to pay them.
You didn't hear that. What they did was tell Disney, if you didn't give us $3 million, we're going to, in 20-minute increments, release the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It cost them $200 million to make. They need to have a good weekend. But who's going to
good
sit
luck with that
minutes?
Strategy?
Yeah, I think that's nonsense.
They don't. They obviously don't know millennials because we need to binge watch and we need to not in 20-minute increments where we're waiting for the next 20 minutes to download. So that's not going to affect any
still
of that
kills
audience.
Your box office.
How though? I mean, most families are not looking online to see 20-minute increments on YouTube, and we don't even know if it would end up on YouTube.
I think people want to see that kind of a movie in a theater.
If it leaks out that the movie stinks, you know, because 20 million people have seen it online, then
that is true. That could affect it, you know, reviews. But I don't know.
And remember, last year somebody hacked and took what is it, Orange is the New Black from Netflix,
right?
And they released it online because they wouldn't pay the ransom. So
but you know what? I looked for that, though, and I am a Netflix member, and that was not easy to find. So that's the thing. Unless you're really computer savvy on the receiving end of that, it's not something that, like, the average TV viewer can just go and say, oh, I'm going to save money on Netflix now or whatever, and I'll just watch the hacked version.
It's just a fascinating story to watch from the beginning, that the NSA gets hacked, WikiLeaks releases it, North Korea takes it, and holds Disney hostage.
That sounds like a plot of a movie.
Among hundreds of other countries and companies.
Yeah, right, and, you know, and the other thing that really sucks about the, at least the WannaCry ransomware thing, was really funny, you know, that it takes over your computer and it says, you got to give me $300. I read that even it won't even work, even if you give them the $300, because it's Bitcoin. They don't really know where the money comes from, so you get the double
what
whammy.
Do you do with
screw
Bitcoin? What is there about I don't get what are you
it's
do
untraceable
with Bitcoin?
Cyber coin. That's what it is.
And again, if you're trying to blackmail
you're
buy a regular
can
person.
I go to ParachuteHome.com and buy
can I pay Bitcoin?
With Bitcoin? What are you going to do with it?
No. Look, 99% of average people don't even know what Bitcoin is. They don't understand the concept of it, and no one knows how to access it. So,
so
they're really
they
barking up
computer,
the wrong
though,
tree.
They wreck your computer, and then you somehow you come up with $300. They don't fix your computer, so you get the double whammy, and that would really tick me off.
All right. Roger Ailes passed this week, number five, the passing of the fellow that ran Fox, came up with the idea to do it. He was an instrumental Republican figure for decades, starting with Richard Nixon, helped Ronald Reagan's image, got George H.W. Bush elected, and then paired up with the Murdochs and created a Fox News channel, very successful. I used the term, I think Victoria and I had earlier used the term karma, and it upset. I'm just reading an email from somebody now who was not happy that I used that term. And it probably wasn't used in the right frame of reference. And, yeah, there are a lot of women who might say that because he was, the reason that he left Fox is
right.
Because of his extracurricular activities with the women who were there. And so, but his wife stood by him, and that says something for her.
Yeah, I thought that was remarkable to see his wife totally standing by him, talking about what a profound life he had had and all this, and under the circumstances, too. It was very profound, huh?
Yeah.
Whatever. Chris Cornell is dead, and that's what bothered me more this week.
Yeah.
Now, who died this week? It was a problem. Chris Cornell or Roger Ailes?
Yeah. Chris Cornell.
Could you imagine Roger
Ailes
at
a
Chris Cornell concert? I was trying to put the two of them together. Doesn't work too well.
He hung himself.
Yeah.
Which is
52.
Sad.
Yeah, he's only 52 years old.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, we'll continue with a focus on the Middle East and what else there is with the Trump. I'm so tired of listening to these people talk and the whispers of impeachment, these morons who don't even understand what impeachment is, how it works.
That's what this is.
It is.
Well, speaking of the witch hunt, my favorite quote of the entire week, when Trump said that he is the victim of the biggest witch hunt in history, and then a rep for the town of Salem, Massachusetts, said, "I have strong evidence that that's totally a false claim." That is my favorite moment of the week.
All right. We'll dig into the a couple of these other stories that are in the top 10 from Talkers. Check out the list at talkers.com.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How to keep your online password safe. McAfee's Chief Consumer Security Evangelist, Gary Davis.
54% of people don't actually password protect their mobile device. You could open it up and do everything from making calls to sending messages to do banking and all that sort of stuff. 59% of people are willing to share their password. So things like password sharing, password protecting your mobile devices, not reusing the same password over and over and over again.
Some tips.
Get a password manager. They work on all your devices, and they allow you to centrally manage all your passwords so you're not having to remember them all the time. Another thing we encourage is use this thing called multi-factor authentication. So whenever I access Google from a new device, I'll get a text message to my phone to verify I have another device that's connected.
For more info, visit McAfee's consumer blog at securingtomorrow.mcafee.com.
45 past the hour, the talk radio review of the hot hits in talk radio this week, thanks to the thoughts of Joe Crummy, evil or otherwise, the thoughts of Victoria Keelan, evil or otherwise, thoughts of Richard McFadden, evil or otherwise, and Doug Steffen here pulling it together. So the Syrian airstrikes that took place, appropriate. Yeah, I don't know, but what else do you say? What's the conversation? Listening to these radio programs, who talks about this stuff, and what do they say? What do you say about us going and bombing another Syrian location?
I say let the president hang out with the Russians in the Oval Office, make a few deals, and fix the Syrian thing ASAP. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that. Yeah, let's stop this tiptoeing around. Let's just get in and do business. And we have to, if we have to do business with people who may not be our best friends, whatever.
Yeah, but see, I think the Russians, that's something, it's, to move up the scale here a little bit, and the discussion about Trump and what he gave to the Russians, and the Russians coming back out with there's nothing in here. What are you people all talking about over in America? And then those who are worried about World War III. And the Chinese are our enemy. Everybody's our enemy. Why is everybody our enemy?
Why?
The Chinese, it's not in their interest to knock us off. Because if they try to knock us off, we're going to knock them off. It's over. Everybody's done. And so they have their fun. Like the KGB guys love to have vacations down the Crimea. So they go to Ukraine. They take over the Crimea so they can go down and have their vacations. And that's it. They don't want Ukraine. Ukraine's broke. What do they care about you? All they want is the beach.
They wanted the port.
Okay, they got a port, too. They got a beach, and they got a port. That's it.
Yeah, no, let's go to nuclear war over that. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You're not going to... Look, we're not going to invade Russia over Crimea. They know it. We know it. Let's move on. It's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. So, and I think that's the same thing. What I'm interested in is how this new guy in South Korea is going to interface with Kim Jong Un and whoever else is there that he can talk to. Back to when's the last time Dennis Rodman was there? Anybody know?
A couple of weeks.
Been just a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
How does he get in there? There's no international flights.
They probably made him an honorary citizen by now.
Do they fly in? They must fly in from China. Like if you go to Beijing, you could probably hop.
Yeah, right. You would fly in. That makes sense. You would fly to China and then you would fly in. That's how it works.
Okay. All right. Oh, you want to go, Joe? Shall you and I?
Save me a seat. Let's go, Doug. Let's go party in Pyongyang.
Trip. Yes.
I think it's a totally safe bet, you know, given what you guys do. You're both, you know, outspoken radio hosts who work in media.
Right.
I think you guys are going to breeze in and out of there. No problem.
Yeah. Victoria wants to take over the show because we'll be gone forever.
Of course she does. That's right. She and Jennifer and Kara, they want me gone.
No, Rich and I are going to be back here. Rich and I will take over.
You want to be sitting in a prison, Doug, you and me? I don't think so.
Right. Rich and I aren't going. We'll send somebody to bail you out, maybe. But
Well, it depends on how often you shower, Joe. I wouldn't... Probably be okay in a cell with as long as we can have a daily shower.
Oh, yes, because showering, I'm sure, is a high priority for their prisoners.
This conversation could go in a bad way real quick.
Yes, it could.
Well, I've always thought you were cute, Doug. I mean,
Number two and number one have to do with the most ridiculous speculation that I... This is the most... This is the country being led by the news media.
It is.
It 100% is.
Yep.
That's all it is they have nothing on Trump. They can't get him. And to have this stuff, they started talking about this 5 minutes after the guy got sworn in January.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because he's changed the landscape for the news media. And they're like crying, sniveling 10-year-old kids.
Well, they find out that he has a conversation or somebody has a conversation, but nothing was said that they can prove. There's no proof of anything anywhere. So it is all 100% speculation. That's not to say that they may not find something, but they are jumping on it, and they're going, he's got to be impeached right now.
There you go. You said the I word. We've been talking about the story for 2 minutes now, and it's so funny because we never said, it's president being impeached and all this. Is everybody as aware of it as we are? I mean, listen to the way we approached it. Doug, you didn't even have to say, the president's this impeached thing. You didn't even have to say that. We were just kind of coming at it from an obtuse angle. Is everybody talking about it the way we are? Because I am, and I know you are.
Well, what do you mean? Define how we are talking
about it. Yeah, what do you mean?
Dismissing it. I'm dismissing it.
God, I'm wrecking the conversation here, aren't I? Oh, I hate when I do this. It was just that I'm just as sick of it as you are. I mean, that's all I want to say, and I'll back off. But I do this every day, and I know you do, too. And it's
Evil
just
Thoughts, Joe Crummy's podcast. Victoria, thank you. Richie, thank you. 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mr. Books, you are a notorious individual, utterly lacking in character or decency. You're an assassin.
It's according to which end of the gun you're on.
Rubbish. You lied to me. You made a fool of me. You took advantage of me. This house is all I have. When my lodgers find out who you are, they'll leave.
I have a cancer. I'm dying of it. I know what you'll be thinking. I'll be a lot of trouble. Well, I won't. You just bring me my meals, and I'll see to the other needs. I promise you I won't be a burden.
I could spend the entire 5 minutes that we have talking about that movie and what it meant and how prophetic it was, because what was in the movie was what was going on with John Wayne in his real life.
It was his last film in 1976.
Yeah, he died in June of 1977, and the back and forth, that was Lauren Bacall, only time she'd ever been in a movie with him, and Opie was the kid.
Ron Howard, The Shootist, it was called.
Yeah, the movie called The Shootist.
I'll tell you a quick story. Originally, that movie was not offered to John Wayne. It was offered to George C. Scott, who turned it down, and it was offered to Paul Newman. He turned it down. John Wayne wanted to do it, and then they cast Wayne in that role, obviously, and evidently fit him like a glove. That's my favorite all-time John Wayne movie.
Yeah. I like True Grit, but The Shootist really sets the, I don't know whether it's the course, whatever, sets the stage for his leaving in real life.
Very much so. What do you think of this concept? I mean, they clearly have the ability now to, if they wanted to, they could make a John Wayne movie and just basically CGI Wayne's appearance on another actor. I mean, they've almost perfected. If you look at Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, in the beginning of the movie, Kurt Russell appears in a much younger form, like he's in his early 30s. And it looks very, very believable. They've done it with Michael Douglas in Ant-Man, and they also did it with Robert Downey Jr. in Captain America Civil War, where they take the actor and make him look 10 or 20 years younger.
Well, do they make him look younger, or they just take something from an old movie? Like
it's a long process. No, they take the actor, they shoot the actor, and then they make him look younger via CGI. Martin Scorsese is going to do this big budget mob movie called The Irishman for Netflix. It's a $125 million movie. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci, and they're going to play the same character not only in their real age, their 70s, but also their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So this technology is going to is really gaining traction in the business, and a lot of directors are starting to use it. So if they theoretically wanted to do a John Wayne movie, they could do it. They have the technology to do it.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Actually,
we're going to do that for you too, Doug. All the videos of the shows we're going to post online at DougStephan.com.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, they can't change your personality. So
no, I can't do much about that.
I think we'll pause now. Chuck may be back with a list of the movies coming out this weekend. Stand by for that, please.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
I will pardon the fact that Victoria was not a participant in that conversation because she doesn't know anything about the shootist, and that really separates the men from the boys, from the girls. All right. So, Chucker, what do we have coming out this weekend?
Alien Covenant, which is another Alien movie directed by original Alien director Ridley Scott. It's projecting or tracking around a $41 million opening weekend. Actually, it's opened overseas last weekend, so $46 million in business. Then you got this teen romance titled Everything, Everything, and then Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the long road. I have no interest in that. I did get a chance to see Alien Covenant last night, and it is basically I really liked it. It's really well shot. It looks great. Michael Fassbender plays two roles in the movie. He is simply an awesome actor. It should satisfy fans of the original Aliens. It also works as a sequel to Prometheus. Has a lot of thought-provoking ideas. I liked it.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.